Well, Fiona Hume at her family's historic Arundel property at Macquarie Plains in the Derwent Valley is embracing diversity. It's been 6 months since her father, Bill Hume, passed away, and she's committed to continuing his work and taking on some new challenges. Fiona Breen dropped in to see how they're going.
I've caught Fiona Hume on the hop. She's rushed back from a trip to the city, and she's trying to catch up on what's happening on the farm.
Been home about 7 minutes, just enough time to get out of my town clothes and put my farm clothes on, make a cup of coffee and grab a piece of cake.
And of course see the babies.
See the baby lambs. We've got three pet lambs here and they're due for a feed. We've got Vanessa, who I delivered a week ago, and we've got Olive and Morty.
What have you been doing today?
So today I've been delivering lamb boxes. I delivered just a small number today, just 8.
So what's in a lamb box?
Yeah, a lamb box comprises about 18 to 20 kilos of meat. It's a whole lamb and the various cuts, you know, leg, shoulders, shanks, cutlets.
And this is just an extra part of the business, the farm business, to keep you busy.
Yeah, well, it's fun. It's a fun aspect to the business, and it's nice because it's about dealing with the customers and meeting, knocking on people's doors with a big heavy box of lamb and delivering it, and I get lots of fabulous feedback.
And you said you've done the numbers. It's worthwhile.
It is worthwhile. When I take abattoir costs and various other costs out, it's significantly better than going through the main, conventional marketplace.
In the few hours she's been off-site, there's been a lot going on at Arundel Farm here at Macquarie Plains, just across the river from Bushy Park in the Derwent Valley.
Today I haven't been on duty. Stockman Matt and his partner Jeanette have been on duty. A cow died. They've brought back a little heifer calf, which they're going to hand raise. We've got a couple of ewes with prolapses. So at the moment, they're over there in the farmyard doing some surgery, popping the prolapses back in. And we've still got 400 odd trees to plant. So we're also in the middle of, trying to get trees planted in between all the other jobs.
Okay, time to catch up. Let's go then.
Okay.
We check in on Stockman Matt and the ewes that need a little help. And everything is in hand. Just. Fiona Hume and I have time to take a 10-minute walk up to one of her most picturesque paddocks on the farm and the site of one of her favourite projects.
So this is our new shelter belt at the southern side of the 40 acres. This belt is called Mungrel's Hill, in honour of Dad's favourite dog, Mungrel. And we've got over 1,000 plants in here, so probably 15 species of, eucalypts, acacias, we've got hakeas, she oaks, and we've got understory plants as well. So we've got lamandra, sag, and silver tussock.
This is really all part of, I think you were saying, 30 years of revegetating parts of the farm.
Yeah, well, we started 31 years, 1989, we started planting and we haven't stopped really. Some years we don't put in a new block, but we will go back into old blocks and just replant, where plants have died. We also have worked the last few years with Greening Australia. So we've got 8 quite significant tree blocks in paddocks. Greening Australia manage them, they spray annually and then they replant where plants have died. So
that's fantastic. Well, this one in particular will help shield your sheep and the ewes from the westerly winds, northwesterly winds?
From the westerlies, and particularly at lambing time in, July through to the end of August. Yeah, westerly, southwesterly, really cold southerly weather. So the idea is to provide as much shelter for lambing as we can. But these tree blocks are also really good for post-shearing. So when sheep are shorn and if a cold snap comes in, you want to have some shelter to cut the wind and protect them. Because sheep that have just been shorn, if they get stuck in a cold snap, then you can lose a lot of sheep.
And just looking across here on this beautiful sunny day, you've got a flock of merinos there?
Well, yeah, they're Cormo, so they're the Corridale Merino. They're very heavy in lamb, their bellies are bulging.
They look a bit chubby.
They do look chubby, and they're limping a bit, which always happens, close to lambing. They're about 3 weeks off, but they're pretty content. They're in a really nice paddock. They've got mineral blocks, and they're getting hay a few times a week as well.
But today you were actually delivering different kinds of lamb, weren't you?
Yes, I was delivering English Leicester, so that's my heritage breed lamb. So they're a lamb hogget, so they're 11, 12 months old. And I had 8 customers today, which is pretty small, but it's the last of my lambs until November, when we will start selling more lambs, a variety of prime lambs and the heritage breed.
How did you go this year? Because you didn't have Dark Mofo, and you were one of the main suppliers for Dark Mofo the previous year. Was that a bit of a hit for you?
I don't know if I was a main supplier, but I certainly did supply 40 lambs the year before. That was my third year of supplying. Well, look, it was disappointing, but I've managed to sell them all as lamb boxes and to a butcher shop in Hobart as well, which has been fantastic. So I haven't had any trouble selling my sheep.
Well, getting back to Dark Mofo, though, a lot of these trees you've paid for with the money that you've earned through Dark Mofo, is that
yes.
correct?
Yes, I have. So the 3 years that I sold my sheep for Dark Mofo, I put all that money into the farm. So the previous 2 years, I put it into just tree blocks, so buying trees and the tree guards and the bamboo stakes. And then last year I went big. And I bought 1.1 kilometres of fencing material, a pump, gates, troughs, pipes, as well as a few trees. So that was a really big project. And yeah, we fenced off, you know, over a kilometre of river frontage. So now there are no stock grazing on the very steep riverbank. And that's fantastic to have got that done.
It's not that long ago that your dad passed away. And obviously that would have been a difficult time. What are you thinking about the future of the farm?
Well, I don't know. I think I'm feeling it's been a rough trot, and I'm feeling after 6 months, it's 6 months today since Dad died, I'm feeling pretty confident now. And I probably always knew that I'd get to this point, because I've always known that it was my job to take on the farm, and everything's looking like it's going to work out just fine. I have a vision, just like Dad had a vision, and Dad always said that we are custodians and our job is to look after the land. So that's my vision. I need to look after the land. I need to look after the land, and it makes me happy. It's what makes me tick.
Fiona Breen chatting there to farmer Fiona Hume at her Arundel property in Macquarie Plains in the Derwent Valley.